Admiral Jack Romanoff walked around the plot in the operations center aboard the battleship Delta Orionis and scowled at what he saw. Their strikes against the Novarites in the Vesuvius system had been successful, but more limited in scope than he liked. That was partly by design, but circumstances had worked against them as well, and now they had to live with it. They'd been able to draw a large percentage of the Novarite warships away from Vesuvius, using the warships from the Kingdom of Castellara as a distraction, but they wouldn't be able to do that again. Not only were the Novarites on guard, but a treacherous attack by renegade elements inside the Kingdom forces had also occurred, and all those ships were now destroyed. Field Marshal Melissa Strange, the commanding officer of the Kingdom Fleet, and her personal aide, Senior Lieutenant Jory Durbin, had been the only survivors of that expedition. The loyal elements had been killed by the traitors, and Jack had seen to it that none of the latter had managed to escape. It was a clean sweep, and no Kingdom vessel had survived. Well, except for the spy ship Lisa had captured. Based on the communications patterns, it had been involved in the treachery, so it was a valid target. Also, one of the people aboard it had murdered the other, so that was a strong hint that the survivor had been in on it. Lisa had eliminated him as part of capturing the ship, and Jack expected that Strange would bring it up soon enough. In her shoes, he'd demand the ship be turned over to him, but she'd be smart enough to realize that wasn't going to happen. It would undoubtedly cause issues between them, but she wasn't negotiating from a position of strength. He'd be courteous in his rejection of her claim, but he was prepared to deal with whatever level of anger she chose to respond with when the time came. And that brought him back around to dealing with his current problem. How was he going to free Vesuvius when he couldn't bring enough military force to bear to pry the aliens off of it? The planet was now surrounded by Novarite warships, and they would see him coming if he tried to make another run on it. They wouldn't get much warning since he could approach the planet at faster-than-light speeds, but he couldn't close that last bit of distance without coming into view and moving at a pace that allowed them to fire on him. Not with the coverage they now had. Hence his problem. The Novarite leadership should have suffered heavy losses. They'd struck the three primary military fortifications on the planet's surface with antimatter missiles and hit the center of the city where the leadership and government would have been situated. That would have decapitated them to a degree, but it would also have stirred the hornet's nest. The majority of the ships in the system encircled Vesuvius, but there were at least a couple poking around the ruins of what he'd left in orbit around the second planet, where he destroyed their shipyards. That would set them back a good bit, but it wouldn't keep them from doing what they were doing on the human world. By David Chen's best estimate, they'd probably murdered billions of people already, and if he wanted to save those that were left, he couldn't stand by and do nothing. And that meant he needed to come up with a course of action. Lisa Gain had placed stealth satellites around Vesuvius and seeded the general area with undetectable probes and sensor buoys. That would give them a good idea of what was happening both on the planet and in orbit, but it was delayed by the amount of time it took a signal to get from Vesuvius out to where they now waited. That meant everything was hours out of date, even if it was more detailed than he would normally have any reason to expect. As anticipated, the forces on the planet itself had reacted harshly to the attack and were bombing the remaining human-held areas heavily. They'd obviously missed getting all the Novarite military elements on the planet, and that would suck. The sight made him grind his teeth in frustration, because there was nothing he could do about it. Even if he could clear the orbitals, there was no way he could stop what they were doing because he didn't have ground elements and atmospheric fighters to take the battle to them. Hunter was a power to be reckoned with in space, but she didn't have the forces needed to clear a world like this. It was a vicious problem with no obvious solution.